You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Life of an Accounting Droid. I got quite an episode for everybody this week, so I'm actually going to jump right into it. If you've been following along as far as Star Wars news goes, we have the Star Wars Celebration in Orlando going on right now. So as of this recording, I've got three bits of really good stories to cover for the second half of the show. So that will be where this episode's focus will be. One of them is probably the very cool, excitable news, but the other two are actually just as exciting, if you ask me. So with that, I will jump into it. I'm not going to spend too much time on the first half. I do have the usual theme, some bits of news. I'm going to do a service review follow-up. And so there's no actual video review for that for this week, but I will refer everyone to the YouTube channel to watch the initial review. So that, and then the entertainment segment. So with that, I'll jump right into it. So in relation to the Star Wars, some of the Star Wars news for later this week, or later this episode, the theme of this episode is nonprofit organizations. So this is an organization or company that is granted tax-exempt status by the IRS. As far as people who make donations to these organizations, they are usually tax-deductible, and this information is usually relatively available from that company's place of business, website, spokesperson, etc. There's no income tax paid on donations received or money earned through fundraising activities that these organizations do. The caveat or the general broad rules that the organization must follow is that they have to further religious, scientific, charitable, educational, or public safety prevention causes or other related purposes, along with providing some sort of public benefit. So that's the general scope of how an organization can be considered nonprofit. So there are obviously going to be more rules, and it has to be a very structured and obvious organization that is performing nonprofit activities. Staff can consist of paid staff and or volunteers. This all depends on how they're set up or how the money is, how the money flows through their organization. But if it is set up based on the rules or the types that I mentioned a few seconds ago, it all falls into place. There are also organizations that are considered not for profit. This is a more wider scope than nonprofit and can consist of nonprofit organizations, but better clarifies their existence to doing a public or providing a public good without the intention of seeking profits for private gain. So the statement that they provide for the public to say why they exist is more specific as far as their profit intentions or motives. So with that being said, I'll jump into this week's tech news. Not too much to talk about this week. First off, Google Chrome is getting an update with a feature called Scroll Anchoring. This basically locks the position of the page of where you're at while it's loading. So if you find yourself on a page that might have a lot of ads, or you find that certain aspects are taking longer to load, so the page is constantly jumping on you, Scroll Anchoring will lock that position of where you're at. So even though other parts of the page are loading, you're not going to lose your pace, or you're not going to lose your place, so you'll be able to continue exactly from where you're reading and continue to go from there, even though the page loads in the background. This week, Apple has renamed iTunes Podcast to Apple Podcast. So in case you're wondering where that went, you should see find it all in Apple Podcasts. And then on a related note, they also release a new image. So if you do have a podcast on iTunes, then check for the image for find or listen on Apple Podcasts. And finally, Google Images got updated with a new style, or with a feature called Style Search. So now when you're looking at fashion-related products like handbags or dresses or jeans or whatever, then Google will provide related searches and information on that product, so you can get more related information quickly. So with that being said, I'll jump into this our follow-up for the service review that I did last week, and it's related to YouTube TV. So It's going to be relatively quick. I had a chance to play with it a little bit more, watch more TV and stream and all that on the go. So my initial review pretty much stands. So video loading is actually relatively quick. If you have a connection, you'll be able to stream without much noticeable delay. If you're used to Google search, searching for shows is also just as easy, so you can do a search for sports or drama or specific or general categories, or search for shows or channels or whatever you want. So search is really good. The only thing that I would say that's missing right now is offline watching. So granted, I'm sure there's some sort of deal or access that needs to be done, or maybe they're going to tie it into the YouTube Red or YouTube. Some other thing is coming as far as offline playback, so that's the only downside I have. So if you are in a low bandwidth area, or if you're on a plane, then you're probably out of luck as far as watching or streaming content. So that's the only downside there. I did have a chance to see or check out or pay more attention to the ads and how those work. So if you do get a show with ads, the pretty nifty thing that I did find is that it have a countdown timer as well as a count of how many ads you're going to be watching. So usually early on in the show, or the first commercial break that you get, we'll say you have five commercials and you're on for example commercial 1 or 5, 2 or 5 or anything like that. And then the countdown timer they give you is the overall time for all commercials that we'll be playing. So whether it's 2 commercials or 5 commercials or whatever, you'll see, for example, 5 commercials, and the total time for those commercials is 2 minutes. So that 2 minutes will count down, so you know how much commercial time is left, and then you'll also know which commercial you're on. And then if you're on, for example, the second or third commercial break, then you'll see, for example, a 1 minute of commercial break and only 2 commercials, so you know that that's how much of a commercial break you have. So I actually thought that was pretty nifty, so you don't actually have to guess at how much of a commercial break is left over. So if you're if you want to go grab a cup of coffee or water or take a break, then you know exactly how much time you have. But other than that, I have no real issues with it. Shows are available, as far as I can tell, right away as soon as they've aired. If something's live versus DVR, then you see relatively easy to see that difference. I like the pop-up, or I like the browse tab as far as live content and things I might be interested in versus shows that I'm following versus live content. So overall, I'm liking the interface. So about 1.5 weeks in, I will still continue to recommend it. So the only place to go from here is what other channels they decide to add, if they do, and then as I mentioned earlier, how they handle offline playback, or how much you can actually have as far as offline content. So with that being said, I'll jump into this week's entertainment segment. So to start it off, Mission Impossible 6 has begun production with a current release date of July 27, 2018. Marvel has released the trailer for Thor Ragnarok. So, that's worth checking out. It's available on YouTube. We get basically the fall of, or in the trailer, we get the fall of Asgard, and then we get to see a little bit of Thor and Hulk. I will venture a guess that it's probably in relation to Hulk. I think it was Hulk World, if I remember from the comics right, where the Incredible Hulk it's Planet Hulk, sorry, where we have Hulk, you know, his own competition and being able to control his rage and all of that. A new Bill and Ted series is coming in the summer of 2017. It's going to be called Bill and Ted Save the Universe, so look out for that. Now, as far as all of the... Or actually, before I jump into all the Star Wars news, I'll talk about what I watched. So the usual stuff, MacGyver Season 1, Episode 20, Hole Puncher, Into the Badlands, Season 2, Episode 4, Palm of the Iron Fox, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 4, Episode 17, Identify and Change, The Expanse Season 2, it's Season 2, Episode 12, The Monster and the Rocket, and Legion, I had a chance to finish watching that series, so Season 1, Episodes 2 through 8. As far as the overall review of that, I'll make that quick. It felt like a mix of American Horror Story, Asylum meets Inception, so overall pretty well. It had its ups and downs, but I want to say that the second half of the season definitely felt a lot better than the first half. Especially since I think it was around season 4 or 5 where it felt like they restarted the entire series with, I forget the main character's name, but we have him back in the hospital, so it felt kind of weird. So the first half was kind of like getting their footing, but they hit their stride right in the middle of the season, and from there on out it was actually pretty good. So overall, good finish as well to this season. So definitely worth checking out. I do recommend it. I am actually going to plan on finishing, or on a, I guess an unrelated note, but I did start watching Mr. Robot Season 2 when that was airing, but I didn't have a chance to finish, so I'll probably finish watching that using Google or YouTube TV. So I think I have to do season or episode 6 through whatever the end of the season is, so that's the next show to watch as well. And get into all the Star Wars stuff, I want to get that all mixed in, or I want to keep that all together. I will have this week's TV show review. I was going to actually review the trailer that I'll talk about in a little bit, but I haven't had a chance to do a full blow-by-blow on that yet. And do the usual screenshots, but I will have something soon, I hope. But I did have a chance to watch Better Call Saul Season 3, Episode 1, Mabel. This review will actually be pretty fast. It aired in the United States on April 10th, 2017. It has a runtime of 52 minutes. A summary of the episode and the season is that Jimmy and Chuck's relationship deteriorates, Kim feels the pressure of running her own firm, and Mike investigates the note left in his car. So overall, it was basically just a continuation of episode of where we left off in season 2, or at the end of season 2, where Mike is dealing with the deal gone bad and all of that, and finding out what's in his car. And then we have the fallout between Jimmy and Chuck, where my first instinct was, how does Jimmy not know that his brother is setting him up? But the intriguing part was when Chuck goes to the law firm, that the guy didn't seem too into Chuck going after Jimmy, so we'll see kind of how that plays out, or at least that's the impression I got. At least the law practice is getting up and running relatively well, so Kim and Jimmy have their clients, or at least it seems like Jimmy has the clients and Kim is doing all the work, so we'll see kind of where they go from there. And basically how, or it seems like they're working their way into Jimmy having his own practice and becoming Saul. But finally, it seems like Jimmy's starting to see and partially learn the consequences of his actions, or at least learn when and how and where he needs to speak, because he's messing up people's names, he's making promises he can't deliver on. It doesn't seem like he knows that Chuck is setting him up, but at least he needs to watch how he speaks, or understand the repercussions of his actions. So we'll see where they go, but I kind of feel like they're dragging it out a little bit too long, so I kind of want to have him kind of see him get into the Saul life, or maybe that's how they're going to bridge the whole name change from Jimmy to Saul, and tie or finish off that gap where Chuck is trying to frame him. So with that being said, I will jump in all the Star Wars news that I have so far. There's still more going on this weekend, so if there's anything new or anything else to talk about, I'll cover that in next week's episode. So to start it off, Mark Hamill and Daisy Ridley announced a partnership this week for charitable donations called Star Wars Force for Change. This is a partnership between Omies and Starlight Children's Foundation. Is a charity that's, or a program that's being run from April 11th to May 11th. So it's already begun, and if you want to give your donations, it's still an option. But the flip side is that whether or not you make a donation, you are able to enter for chances to win various prizes. So the three prizes that are available are tickets to the world premiere of Star Wars: The Last Jedi, or a trip to Skywalker Ranch, or a chance to appear in the standalone Han Solo movie. So that's all broken down on the website. And then there's a one grand prize winner who has a chance to win all three. So you can enter, I think, every day or every week until May 11th. All information is also available on the Star Wars website. And then based on how much you donate, you can also win various prizes like Star Wars decal, BB-8, little keychain or something like that, or various other prizes that are broken down in the Star Wars Force or chain site. So definitely worth checking out. So if you want to give to a children's foundation and also win a few things, and there's all those sorts of giveaways and fun things going on there. There's also a new animated micro-series coming in July 2017 called Star Wars Force of Destiny. These are going to be released as 2 to 3 minute episodes to highlight various characters and how they are key figures in the Star Wars universe. And then coming in on October, or releasing October 3rd, 2017, is a new ebook called Star Wars From a Certain Point of View. This is going to be 40 stories from Star Wars A New Hope that tell key events from the movie from a different point of view. So basically, rather than, for example, a cantina scene that we see with Luke Skywalker and Ben Kenobi, might be told from a background character. Now, just give me an example, so this is not necessarily accurate, but rather than from Luke's point of view, that we might see it from that devil-looking guy in the cantina instead. So something along those lines. The book is going to be released via Penguin House or Penguin Random House, so definitely worth checking out there. I've already pre-ordered my copy, so definitely worth checking out, so I can't wait to see what they bring there. So with that being said, for the Star Wars profile for this week, if you were watching the Last Jedi live stream on Friday morning of April 13th, we got the official teaser poster for Star Wars The Last Jedi, as well as a teaser trailer. So I'm going to go over a couple of things here, and I'll probably have a proper post sometime this weekend or over the next couple of days. But a few quotes and a most significant importance is that we hear Luke Skywalker speak. So we have him saying, "Breathe, just breathe. Now reach out. What do you see?" Or maybe it was, "What do you feel?" I was writing it in a hurry, so I might have misquoted that. But we have Rey replying, "Light, dark, something in between, or something grand, something along those lines." And then also towards the end of the teaser or the trailer, we have, "It's time for the Jedi to end." So we get a little bit more meaning to the title of the film itself, The Last Jedi. So we have Luke ending the Jedi. So we'll see where he goes from here, how it ties into whatever the new canon is going to be. But as far as what we see in the trailer, we see more of Rey's training. So we have her initial touches with the Force and rocks, as well as some lightsaber training as well. We have some more dogfights as far as what looks like more rebellion-looking ships. Or I guess Carillion cruisers, if my memory serves, is what they're called. We see some, I want to say land speeders racing, but it's kind of reminiscent of the X-Wings flying from Episode 7, so we'll see, learn more about that. We also looks like more information as far as a possible battle that happened between the Knights of Ren and Luke Skywalker at his academy. So speculation, but it's probably something along the lines of either more trailers or more of a dream sequence, or hinting at that battle to set it up for Episode 9. Or we actually see what happens as a downfall to Luke's academy, or maybe reminiscing of why he feels a Jedi should end. So we'll see. Or basically, the movie's coming this Christmas of 2017, and maybe we'll learn something in future trailers, and of course we'll learn more in the movie itself. So all that good stuff. So definitely a trailer worth checking out if you want to check out the spoiler. It is available on YouTube, and I'll have a link in the show notes to the trailer as well. And so the artwork that you see in the image for this week's episode is the teaser poster with Luke Skywalker and Kylo Ren, so can't wait to see more and all that. As far as what I'm working on for the trailer post, I'm probably going to have the usual brief or a proper review of the trailer, some screenshots, and I actually also am working on a custom live wallpaper for those of you who are Android users to make a theme for The Last Jedi as well. I have it mostly done already, so just a few tweaks here and there. And then I'll have that post as soon as I have it ready. So that's all there is for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. As always, all video reviews and screencasts can be found on YouTube at youtube.com/PatelN01, where, of course, last week's YouTube TV review can also be found. All social media links and episodes and all of that good stuff can be found on the website, PatelN01.com. And, of course, if you like this show and want to find more shows on the Geek.io network, be sure to visit geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.